Lord, we thank you that you are the beginning and the end. You see all, you know all. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your power and your might and for who you are.
Lord, you are worthy to
Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands and sing to him. Oh, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are a maker, and we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, because you're worthy, you're worthy, worthy, worthy. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all, we give you all.
Just means that he is larger than life, and there is no other way to really express the magnanimousness of God. Lift your hands and say, God, you are awesome. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you, yeah. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. Stripes are healed. My God
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. Thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to everyone who's on this broadcast on today. God bless you. And thank you so much for joining in. Indeed, God is able. He is a wonderful God. He is a gracious God, and He alone is worthy to be praised on this morning. And we bless Him today. And we love Him for who He is. And we thank Him. So every morning we get up, we give Him glory, honor, and praise because of Him giving us the opportunity to be here on today and to reverence Him for who He is. Because God is great. I mean, He is such an, He's an extraordinary being. I mean, truly extraordinary. I mean, it's hard sometimes to fathom who He is. He's just so, there's hardly words you can find to really express how great, how awesome, how magnanimous, I'm just going to make up a word now, okay, that our Lord is to us. It's just beautiful. Right now, as we're here in New York, and it's pouring down rain. Yes, every so often we're getting a lot of rain. And when it comes very heavy, then it stops. You know, but we're thankful. We're thankful for the blessings. Because I have a little crop, so I'm very glad that it's raining, so I ain't got to water it. Save me from doing that. Praise God, and I thank the Lord for that. You know, and he's just amazing the way He functions, the way He is. And He's such a forgiving God. Oh, my Lord. Every day, you know, we get up and we're caught up in things throughout the day. And He just rains on us. You know, His faithfulness is sure. Great is His faithfulness, His mercies are fresh every morning. I love that verse in Lamentation 3, but that's not our scripture this morning. And I just like to lament and just to extol Him and just to reverence Him and to tell Him how much we love Him. Our Bible devotion is coming from Psalm 95. Okay, this is the New King James Version. Psalm 95, New King James Version. And I just remind everyone that each time a passage is provided, you know, in your private time with the Lord, you go back and reread these passages. Okay, so let it minister to you, because you need to make it personal. You need to let the Word of God come alive in your life. It's very important. The day I did that is when my life changed. So that as the Word of God reads in Psalm 95, the New King James Version, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods." So that's the lowercase G-O-D-S. And the first part is the uppercase G-O-D, which is our Heavenly Father. Praise God. And he's the great King, which is a capital K, above all the lowercase G-O-Ds. Okay? Got to emphasize that. "In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land." Hallelujah. "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years, I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." And the word of the Lord is blessed. So grateful today for this word. It's a reminder telling us that we need to, David is telling us that we need to, when we come before God, come with before him with happy hearts, come before him joyfully singing, be exuberant in what we're doing. Come before his presence with a thankful heart, with a grateful heart, not with a heart of selfishness, not with a heart of unforgiveness, but come before the Lord, you know, in an act of, you know, you are excited about who he is, and you are happy and you are joyful, and in your expression to him, because he is wonderful, because of the Lord allowing you to be here another day. He allowed you to give you the strength and the courage to get up and to go forth and be about your day. Okay, he allows a lot of things to happen And this is something we should be grateful for. You know, so he wants us to do, when we come to him, don't come, you know, a lot of times, I was raised to say, you know, when we come before God, to put all our problems before God. You know, that's what I was raised to believe. But then, you know, I was taught later that God already understands what we need. So when we go into prayer, go into the throne room of God, we come in, you know, we ask God, we ask him, because he says it in Matthew chapter 7:7-8. He says to ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and it shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. So he didn't tell us to come in and pray the problem. No, he tells us to ask. Ask what we need. Oh, Jesus. Because you already know. So some of the calamities that we deal with in life, some of it we cause upon ourselves. Sometimes, you know, I don't know, if you're going somewhere and sometimes you plan to do something, you plan to go in this place or travel down this road, and something in your spirit will tell you, don't go down that road. Turn this way. Okay? Don't go in that direction. Or don't go on the shortcut. Go the regular road. And a lot of time we don't listen. Sometimes we don't listen. Sometimes I do it. I'm going to be honest. I do it sometimes. And you don't follow through on when your thought patterns are telling you, don't go in that direction. Go here. Don't go where you normally go. Take another route. I mean, I did do it maybe once, a few times, and then started realizing, you know, I said, let me flow in what my spirit is telling me to do. And the times when I decided to not follow the spirit and go down the road of what I shouldn't have gone, I end up, you know, take the direction, end up in a traffic jam. And I said, Lord Jesus, you told me to turn off before because there was something up ahead. And my spirit told me to turn, take this exit. And I wouldn't listen. I said, no, I'm going to go a little further because it's a much better route. And sure enough, it took more time to get where I had to go. All because I didn't yield to that thought was telling me to take another exit. Detour. You know, sometimes they tell you don't go into this store. Or, you know, tells you don't do certain things. And yet, we do it. And then we end up causing more problems, end up costing us sometimes than it should have. You ever go into a store and spirit said to you, don't buy anything. Don't buy anything. Just look around and leave. But you go in the store and you see something on sale and you just run and you pick it up and you buy it. And matter of fact, when you go to the register, the voice is telling you, don't buy it. Put it down and leave the store. But no, you just feel you have to have it because the price is good. And the funny thing is, I mean, this happened to me. I come home and I'm like, you know what? I wish I didn't buy this thing. Then the voice said to me, didn't I tell you not to buy it? Didn't I tell you not to buy anything in the store? Just go in the store, look around, but don't buy anything. Okay, but you know, of course, in our human self, feel we got to get something, even though we don't need it. Because, you know, sometimes we got our closets packed up with stuff that we really did not need. We got more than we have, more than we need. But because of that nice sale sign, I don't know if you, any of y'all are guilty on this line of that. You know, you don't listen to the voice. You just go ahead and do. You know, and of course, God give us free will. But he always, you know, he always guides us in the right way. And you could tell if it's the right spirit. Because the Lord is not going to lead you down a path of danger. He's not going to do that. He's not going to lead you down a path where your life is going to be destroyed. That's not God. No, he's not going to do that. Okay. He's going to lead you in paths unknown, paths where you can be built up, paths that you can be straightened, paths that can help you to grow and expand and build, you know, paths that can encourage your spirit to keep going, encourage your spirit to trust him, encourage your spirit to keep leaning on him. You know, sometimes we go into danger. It's sometimes we don't listen. We don't listen to that sweet voice saying to us, don't do that. Don't go here. You know? And it's amazing how, you know, how God is. And he's saying to us in verse 3, he said, the Lord is the great God. Yes, he is. Man, he's a great king above all the gods that everybody, a lot of people got their own different form of God. They worship voodoo and udu and Buddha. They worship the cow. They worship all kind of images. They create things to worship because man is made to worship. They create, they worship their vehicles. They worship their house. It's a shrine. They put candles in their houses, burn incense, you know, and tons of candles. They have a certain part. They have an altar in their house. They have, they worship at the, with these candles burning. They burn chicken neck in their houses. Oh, yeah, it happened at a house that I owned. They burn all kind of different things. They have shrines. They have, well, they have different type of gods. Santa Lucia, you know, the Santa Lucia witchcraft type of thing. I mean, they are into all kind of different rituals, so to speak, satanic rituals. And they have all these gods. But God is greater than all these things that we design and we put before an altar and we take away from who the true and living Father is. And we build our golden images and we do what we desire. But the word of God is saying today, he's greater than all of that. Because all these things that we put forth, we create, instead of reverencing the true God, it don't do anything for us. It really doesn't. And the psalmist is saying, he's great. He's the great king above all those gods that we create. Jesus. And he's also saying his hand are the deep places of the earth. Hallelujah. The hills, the mountains, there is. The valleys, the valleys, the streams, they're his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said the sea Oh, my Lord. And the dry land, the earth, he made everything. And, you know, when I think about the sea and think about when the Israelites, you know, just came to my mind, when the Israelites were escaping, coming out, exiting out of Egypt, and the Egyptians were following them. How God, oh my goodness, he parted the Red Sea. Oh my Lord. You know how high that sea was? He parted the sea. And those people walked through, the Israelites walked through on dry land. Oh my God. Wow. When I read that, you know, I'm like, wow, God, you are certainly powerful. Amazing. Amazing. For him to part that sea, all that water and the wave, you can imagine the waves are high because the sea, the depth of the sea is very deep. If you remember the little sub, makeshift sub that went down, may they rest in peace, on Father's Day of June, I believe June 18 this year. And it said the depth of where they were trying to find the Titanic out in the ocean. It said the depth of it was 13,000 feet. These are 13,000 or 15,000, if I'm correct. I think it's either 13 or 15, one of those. But I'm just estimating right now. But that's deep. That's truly deep. And you could imagine. Just think about it for a minute. Hallelujah. When God wanted his people to escape from the hands of the Egyptians who were following them. And he literally moved part the waters. Oh my goodness. Wow. 13,000, let's say 13,500 feet deep. He parted all of that. And the people walked through on dry land. My goodness. Isn't that powerful? Lord. For a God like that, why would we need anything else? Just thinking about it. For a God that did something so miraculous, why would we need to worship anything else? Why? I mean, really, that is not powerful enough. That is not showing the magnificence of God. Wow. And the psalmist continued to say, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Yes. Reverence him. Kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are his people of his pasture. We are the sheep, and he is the shepherd, the great shepherd. Hallelujah. And if we hear the voice, you know, when sheep hear the voice of their master, they move. Okay. And the psalmist is saying, when you hear the voice, when the Lord is speaking to you and saying for you to come, give your heart to him, calling you out of your sin, calling you out of your bed of affliction, calling you out of your bed of shame, you know, you're doing things that is not right before God. You're in a bed with a man that's not your husband. You are in the drug den, okay, sitting there with all these drug addicts. You're in the gangs contemplating to go take somebody's life to prove something. I mean, you are in prison, yes, in prison. Sometimes, you know, when I preached in prison in before the pandemic. The Lord showed me, you know, let me share with these young men that was in the prison. I was in Rikers Island. And I said, you know, the Lord was speaking to you many times for you to come to him. There was a voice telling you to change your ways. But you didn't yield to that voice because what you are doing to you is much more sweeter. And of course, when we're in sin, it's sweet. When you're doing it, it's a sweet thing for you. Okay, but that means it's a sweet thing, but it's not a good thing for you. You know, and I was sharing with them and I said, the Lord was trying to get your attention. He was tugging at your heart. But you were so caught up in what you were doing that you wasn't paying attention. And if you did, pay attention for a minute, you went right back to doing what you're doing because you felt you had to prove something to yourself or prove something to other people. So here you are in prison. You are in a cell now. So now he gets your undivided attention. So in prison, most people turn to the Lord. I mean, people got their own religion, but most people, they turn to the Lord. Everybody got a Bible now. Everybody are spending time in their cell reading the Bible. Yes, I've heard testimonies of people who have never believed in God. They were out there doing their mess. And they end up in prison. And that's how they found the Lord Jesus Christ. They found the Bible. I remember one Asian man, he was in homosexual lifestyle. He was sharing his testimony and he was also selling drugs. He was doing all kinds. He was doing everything you could think of. And he grew up in a household that never knew Jesus Christ. So he ended up behind bars. And he was selling some heavy drugs. He has a book out. I bought his book. And I listened to him. I went and I listened to his testimony. And he was passing by this garbage can. And somebody had thrown out a Bible. So it looks interesting. He picked it up. And he began to read it. He was sitting in prison. He took it, went to his cell, and began to read the Bible. And it just turned his life around. I mean, I'm making it short as I'm sharing with you. It resonated with him. You know, and his life changed. He surrendered his life to Jesus. He started reading the New Testament and he read about Jesus and he began to surrender his life. He surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. And you know, he had to do some time for them drugs he had. And you know, that sentence was reversed. And he came out of prison, a free man. That was amazing. And when he came out, his family, who never believed in God, they were, I think, Buddhists or whatever they were, if I remember from his book, they turned their lives to Jesus. His elderly parents turned their lives over to Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. And when he was sharing, I know he was teaching at the Moody Institute. I think it's the Moody Bible Institute. That's where he was teaching. And of course, he was with these multiple partners in the homosexual lifestyle. He ended up having AIDS. But he teaches and he shares about his experience. He shares about how his life was transformed while he was in prison. See, there are so many ways that God can do things. Sometimes we go through so much based on our childhood. but it is a way. Not that, you know, everybody got to go to prison. Everybody ain't got to go to prison for God speak to us before we even get there. But of course, we don't listen. We're disobedient. Okay? And things happen. All right? If you remember in the rebellion, you have the Israelites, they were going through and they were hungry when they walked through the dry land and they came through, and God has been so much to them, and they sit up in the wilderness where they were and murmuring and complaining and doing all kind of stuff and saying all different things and starving, and say they starving, what have you. I mean, has God ever done that to them? No. But they just love to murmur and complain. And it so happened that it was beckoning to Moses. And the Lord instructed Moses to take his rod. And now, as a matter of fact, he told him, go to the rock. No, he's not the rod yet. He told him to go to the rock and speak to it. Okay, that's in Numbers 20. He said to him, go to the rock. All right? Speak to the rock. The Lord said, speak to the rock. Okay? But instead of Moses speaking to the rock so the water would come out, okay, he gushed the rock. He used his rod and hit the rock twice. Okay? And the water came out and the people were able to be fed. And that was disobedience. He wasn't supposed to do that. The Lord said to speak to the rock, not hit it. And because he was disobedient, he never got to see the promised land. Never got to enter. And even when if you remember Caleb and Joshua, I believe that was in Numbers 14, they went up to scout out the land. And Noah and Joshua, people came back and said there were giants in the land. All right. But Joshua and Caleb said, yeah, we could take it. We could take the land. We could go in. You can possess it. But the people chose to believe, you know, the ones that came back and said that they're giants in the land, so we can't go up there. But Joshua and Caleb say, yes, we can. We could take it because we are serving a mighty God. What is it that he cannot do? Yeah, we can overcome these giants in the land. But because of their disobedience, they did not get to go into the promised land. They never get to possess it. Only Caleb and Joshua had the opportunity to do that because they were the only two that believed. So, you know, we really got to understand, you got to be obedient as little as it is. He tell you to speak to something, you don't kick it. You know, he said, speak to it. So do that. He told David not to count, Saul, not to count the people. And he did. David, he said, take a census. And David did something completely different. And he was punished for it. And he would have been seriously punished, but he begged. You're the Lord. You know, so when God tell you to do something, do what he says. Don't do something that you think is better than what the Lord is telling you to do. He told Saul to kill all the Amalekites. He told them to destroy it. But he didn't. He did his own thing. Kill all of them. Kill all these enemies of God. These people with sacrilege. And he did not do it. He refused to listen to Samuel, the prophet. Did his own thing. took the spoil, the best of, you know, the flock, whatever was left, and say he was giving sacrifice to the Lord. And because of disobedience, he lost his anointing, and he lost his kinship, and it was given over to David. So obedience is very important. You know, the Lord tell you do something, just do it. He said, and that's coming from when your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. All that the Lord was doing for them, they still did not believe. They did not trust the direction he was giving them. Okay, so for 40 years, they were in that wilderness. Yes. Because they didn't understand. Okay. Their hearts were hardened. They did not receive God, no matter what he was doing for them. Even today in our society, look at our society. The more man gain knowledge, the more man move away from God, trying to find ways to show that they are smarter than God. I'm like, really? But he gave you the knowledge for you to be where you are. So why are you trying to build something to erase what he put forth? You're trying to build up robots to take the place of human beings because you want somebody to control and do your bidding. That's what it's all about. Okay, and deal with your little filthiness in your mind. That's what it's all about. But one thing for sure, they could build all the robots they want to build, but they could never bring life to these robots. Because these robots are destructible. They can cause damage. Robots sometimes, if hit the wrong button or something happened to them, it can change the way they're designed and do a work different thing, be very destructive. Oh yes. So we gotta be careful. All right. So you test God, just be obedient and just flow in him. And if God is calling you today, if he's saying to you, brother or sister, surrender your heart to me. Give me everything you have. If he's saying this to you today, don't harden your hearts. Come forth to him and tell him, yes, Jesus, I surrender to you. I thank you for dying for my sins. I thank you for just coming into my life, cleansing me and making me clean. Let that be your prayer today. And he will, I guarantee you, your life will be changed. And you're not going to, troubles are still going to be there, but you'll have Jesus to stand with you as you go through the trials and tribulations, because the enemy don't like that you changed. He don't like that you surrendered your life to Jesus. So he gonna do everything he can to create ruckus in your life, to discourage you to turn back to him. And sometimes it'd be a little hard and you can't seem to make it and you fall back into what you came out of. But he's there. He's there to help you through. And Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this revelation. We thank you, Jesus, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for those who are listening on this platform, as well as all our social media platforms everywhere, however, how far they are, Jesus. Those who are at work, those who are traveling to work, those who are on their beds lying down, those who are in their houses, moving about, doing different things, those who are about to leave their home. We bring them before you this morning. Everybody on this line, everybody that is listening, everybody, God, that is going through distress, that's going through pain, that's going through suffering today. We ask you, Holy Spirit, that you will intervene in their lives, that you will turn their lives around. And those who are lying on a sick bed today, God, they don't seem to think there's a way out. Some of them are near death's door. But as they're transitioning, God, give them peace of mind. Let them make it well with you. Let them make it well. Some of them are not even near a priest. They're in a cave there somewhere, God, and they're dying. They're out there and help is not near to save them. And they're dying. But as they're dying, Jesus, Lord God, let them be at peace. Lord God. Oh, Spirit of God, those who have had cancers, they've had operations and they are cancer free, but many of them are given drugs to prevent the cancer from returning. Many of them believe more in the Word of God. They trust you for healing their bodies completely instead of taking these drugs that sometimes can do more harm than good. But Lord, if they decide to take the drugs or not, if they're taking these drugs, God, let there be no side effects that will harm their bodies in any way. Lord Jesus, because I know some of these drugs, the side effects can be very lethal. It could do damage to other organs in the body. But we pray, God, as they take medications for blood pressure and different things that they deal with in their bodies and diabetes and different things, Lord God, let there not be any serious side effects, God, that will affect the other organs in their body, but let that drug, whatever they have to take, whether it's for their mind, whatever it is, Jesus, it will just do what it's supposed to do to help them, God, to better themselves, to be more efficient, to operate, Lord God. Because sometimes we got to take a drug for something. Sometimes we do. And sometimes some people got to take 5 drugs per day and 10 drugs per day. I don't ever understand that because I've seen people do it. They take one to lower the blood pressure and they take one it brings it down and then they take another one and it brings it back up. I don't understand how these pills work at times, but Lord, I feel bad for a lot of people that got to take multiple pills. And they're just a body full of pharmaceutical. And God, sometimes these pills, I don't know how some of these pills work because I read some of them. Because sometimes I be in injuries and they tell me to take all these different painkillers and I take them and I start feeling weird and my body started doing all kind of stuff. And I start breaking out with all kind of hives all over my body. I start getting sores everywhere and God, so I have to either let them reduce the dose or just stop taking it completely. Almost every medication that I've taken, it has done something to my body. I have an allergic reaction to almost every medication. So I'm thankful, God, I only take one and there's no side effect. I thank you, Jesus. But God, there are many people out there who are taking all kinds of drugs. And God, legalized drugs prescribed by their doctors. And they're depending on these medications, God, to help them. But I'm praying this morning, Jesus, that they take these medications, God. Let it not harm other organs in their body, God. Oh, Jesus, if they have to take them, God. We pray over these medications today, Jesus. I don't know. This is where you're leading me, God. Pray for all these medications, Jesus, that will only help what it needs to be doing in the body and not hurt the other organs of the body, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Jesus Christ, that your healing power will be up on your people. Let their faith be increased today, God. That, Lord Jesus, they be healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Jesus. There's some illnesses, God, that they have not found a cure for. Sickle cell is one of them. There's so many people, over 80,000, it's been said as I read, that's diagnosed with this sickle cell disease. It's just a destructive disease that the lifespan is short. And I see babies struggle with that disease. I have relatives right now, little babies, my nieces, that struggle with that disease. And sometimes they end up in the hospital. When I taught in school, there were children, young boys, that had that disease. And God, I pray that you will touch these children. And my aunt, who had been living with that disease, she's now 88 years old. She is known to be the longest living person with sickle cell disease. Actually, she's 87. She's still living with it, God. 87 years old. And by a miracle, the doctors are so baffled by the fact that she is still living at 87 years old, God. She's not pushing 88 because November, she'll be 88 years old. So she's moving into her 88 year of living. And God, it's amazing. The doctors can't understand how come she's still living. But because of your grace and your peace, and because of her faith in you, Jesus, she continues to live. Lord God. She's in pain many times, Jesus, but she still holds on. She still bellow out Jesus Christ. She still read her Bible and pray. And every day she get up, she still trusts you. She still thank you for giving her this day. She's in so much pain sometimes because when I call her, she's in a lot of pain. But she said, you know, I still trust God. God knows why I'm still here. And God, she is a miracle. She is a testimony that in spite of pain, you can still say, thank you, Jesus. She will not give up on the Lord. No matter how hard it is for her, she has not given up on the Lord. And Jesus is an encouragement to many of us. And she take a few medications as well. But she don't give up. She takes some serious painkillers. And she can't take a full pill. She got to take half of the pill because it's a lot. That pill is so strong. That little pill is so strong. But she take it. And she just trusts you, God. And it's just an encouragement today. I don't know why I'm just here. But Lord Jesus, in spite of everything, God, life is so much, it's so important. And many people are taking their lives. Many people are struggling with depression. And depression allows you to give up hope. But God, we speak to depression today. And some of them are taking drugs to keep them above and be able to function. Lord God, let that drug do what it's supposed to do and not anything else again. And Lord God, as they go through this state, God, heal them, Jesus. Let them not want to get to a point of despair, God, when they don't want to live anymore, because there's too much of that happening. Children have been bullied in school and they sink into depression and they don't want to live anymore. I was there at a young age in my life. And you helped me through for some reason. I wanted to live, but I didn't know what else to do, but you helped me. And God just says, you help me, Jesus. Help those young children, God, that want to give up. They will not give up today, Jesus. They have years to live, God. They will not give up the fight. And we pray for the bullies on today, Jesus. We call out the bullies today. We call out people who are supposed to be helping to protect them from the bullies, Jesus. They're going to school. They're on the school bus. They're in school. They're on the playground. They're on their way home from school. And the bullies are relentless. But we pray this morning that these bullies, God, you'll stop them in their tracks. Protect these little boys and girls from the bullies, Jesus, from being tormented by cowards, because stuff going on at home in their lives, Jesus, they only could lash out at someone who they feel can't defend themselves. But little children are dying today. They're sinking into depression because they can't handle what life is throwing at them. And sometimes the parents, they're trying to do the best they can. And no matter what they do, Jesus, their child is still struggling. But Lord Jesus, when they lie on that bed, God, let them call on Jesus. you will enter, you will answer their need. Some of them are sitting in their rooms in darkness. Their walls are covered in black. They're in the gothic lifestyle. I'm in their room right now, God. They have all kind of skulls and bones on the walls. All kind of gothic, all kind of shrines of people dead and gone, heavy metal people that they worship. God, I'm in their rooms, God. You are bringing me into their rooms, God, the rooms of darkness. Rooms, their bedrooms, Jesus, that they sit in, God, and they are sitting there in self-pity and shame. Young people, children living in darkness, feeling that there is no way out. But God, provide a way out for them today. Wherever they are, Jesus, whatever darkness they're in today, God, bring them out. Bring them out, Jesus. Bring them out, Jesus. Bring them out, God. Holy Spirit of God, intervene in their lives today, Jesus. We bind up every demonic force that want to encourage them to take their lives. Today is not the day, God, or any other day. We speak life into their minds today, into their spirit, into their thoughts, God, today. We speak life, God. We speak joy, peace in their minds and their thoughts today. We thank you for your healing power upon them. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen them today, God. Use them as a beacon of light to help others come out of their situation. Deliver them today from their dilemma. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody on this line right now, as I call out their names, Jesus, Wama Ministries, that is our ministry, God, and Millicent, New York, AME 111. God bless you. Do something supernatural in her life today, God. In the name of Jesus. Turn her life around, God. In the name of Jesus. Yumi Radio, God. Open more avenues, God. More streams of income. More different ways to get the word of God out. Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Safo Noah. God bless you. Do a work in his life today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, he's seeking you from some things today, Jesus. There's a need right now, God. Lord Jesus, meet the need today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Lord, give him an awesome testimony of what you can do in his life. Meet that need today, Father. Open them that door for him, Jesus. Lord God, you're working right out now. You're working it out, Jesus. You're working it out, Jesus. And his faith is uplifted in you today. We thank you, God. Jane, this morning, touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Let your power and your anointing be up in her life, dear Lord Jesus. Lord God, she's crying out to you. She needs a new direction, God, and she wants her life to have meaning. She wants her life to change in a way that you desire, Lord Jesus. She's calling on you, Jesus, to help her. Lord, meet her where she is in the name of Jesus. Anoint her right now, God. Holy Spirit. Lord God, show up in her atmosphere in the name of Jesus. You are God all by yourself. Show up in our atmosphere. Holy Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Help her right now. Strengthen her right now, God. Strengthen her, Jesus. Lord God, she's going through. Strengthen her, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let her know that you are God. Oh, Spirit of God. Anoint her right now, Jesus. And everybody listen on Facebook, on YouTube, wherever you are, and wherever you are listening, we pray that God will do a work in your life. If you need healing today, we command healing to come to your life. What is your mind, your body, your spirit, whatever it is today, bring healing. And if it's your children desire to be saved, I'm one of them, God. We thank you for salvation to come to our children's lives, our loved ones. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing it right now. And wherever our children are, Jesus, cover them under the blood. Lord, protect them. And we pray that our children will not leave this world until they surrender their lives to you and begin to have that walk and that talk with you, Jesus. And you call them to do a work, God, and they will do this work. They will call and bring others to your throne. And we speak it into the atmosphere. We speak deliverance. We speak, Lord God. They're set free in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gifts in them, God. Call them to a place of purpose. Call them to a place of obedience. Call them, God, to a place of oneness with you, Jesus. Call them to a place of surrender to you. Wholeheartedly give their hearts to Jesus Christ. Call them to a place of rest. Call them to a place of peace. Call them to a place of joy. Call our loved ones to a place where Jesus is the head of their lives. And God, if we have done wrong in your sight, forgive us of our sins, God. No, Jesus. Help us, God, to continue to get it right. And if they're in the sin of homosexuality, we ask you that you would deliver them, God. Deliver them from the pain of the past, Jesus, that will cause them to be in that situation or any type of generational curses, God, that cause them to be in that realm. We ask you right now that healing will come to them, Jesus, that you heal their heart, heal their minds. You'll turn their lives around. So many people are sharing testimonies of how you changed their lives. Some prisoners, they come out of prison, their sentences was reduced, and they're out of prison. Had a young man testify about that. He was in prison. He did supposed to do some time for killing somebody. He was a young man. He was in his teens when he did that. And he was looking at 20 years. But he found Jesus when he went in the prison. And he turned his life around. And in that prison, he was sharing the good news of Jesus. And somehow it turned out he trusted God, and it turned into 10 years. It changed from 20 into 10. And he was already doing six. And next thing you know, he was out after 6 years and 8 months. And his testimony, he said he was so remorseful for what he did. And he's out here sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. He's a happy young man, and he's married, and he's doing the work of the Lord. And God, you are turning so many lives around. You are commuting sentences. You're doing things, God, that's miraculous. Jesus, you're doing things, God. And I thank you for turning lives around. Gangbangers, you're bringing them to the Lord. They're falling at your feet. Oh, Jesus, women and men who are in the homosexual lifestyle, their lives are transformed, Jesus. They are living for you and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for these many ministries that is teaching the unadulterated word of God and bringing these young men and young women to you, taking them out of their mess and delivering them from the demonic forces that held them for so long. I thank you, Father, that you're doing more. And you're setting the captive free on today. Thank you for turning lives around. Thank you, Jesus. For turning things around. Turning things around in the atmosphere that these mothers and fathers, aunties and uncles, grandma and grandpa, that their loved one has come to the fold, come to accept Jesus. And there's more and more, God, is sharing their testimonies of what you've done in their lives, Jesus. And we thank you. Thank you today, God. Thank you today. We bless you today. Remember our communities. Remember our towns, our villages, our government, our leaders and churches. Let us do the right thing, God. Let us not worry about money, but continue to trust you, knowing that you will provide for us, Jesus. Your word says that you will supply the need according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So why are we worried? Why are we fretting? Call on you, God, for we're in need. Call on you. We increase our faith today. Oh, Lord Jesus, we cried out for help today. Crying out for souls. For souls, lives to be transformed. That people stop serving other gods and serve the true and living God. The God of our salvation, the rock of our salvation. The God who loved us so much and he sent his only son to die for us. So we can have a hope of eternal life. And we pray today, God, that you help your people to succeed. Help your people to advance. Help your people, God, to get it right. Help your people to always trust you. No matter what it look and feel like, trust you. Because Moses did not trust what you said. He never got to see the promised land. Instead of speaking to that rock, he struck it twice. Lord Jesus, disobedient. Saul lost his kingship because of disobedience. And we pray, Jesus. And Lord, let us learn to be obedient to your word. Let us learn, God, to build our confidence up in you, that you will never steer us wrong. We thank you, God, for opening up doors for this ministry. Thank you for our building. Thank you for the finances, God. Thank you for touching those ones, God, who will bless us in a way where we cannot imagine you blessing. Thank you for that building where we can do the Excel project and have the computers and have the different things set up, Lord God, and the counseling center and the game room where we connect the elderly to with the young people and helping them even to play chess and do different games and even teach them how to work their cell phones. We could have a room for that. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. Thank you for opening up doors for the worship center. Lord God, for the counseling center, and to bring workers, and to bring encourage and prayer warriors, and people to work in the ministry. Thank you, God, that you open the door for spouses to come to our single ladies. Thank you, Jesus, that the right men will come into our lives, God. We thank you that they're coming forth, and we prepare us, God, to receive these men and prepare the men that they have the right mind and the right spirit, that they will be obedient to your word and not to their flesh, Lord Jesus, but do it the way that you desire so the blessings can come forth in our union. And we thank you, God, as we're about to go out, as we're about to separate from this line, but never from your presence. Continue to shelter us on your wings. Continue, God, to build an edge of protection around us and your angels from all corners of the earth to cover us as we step out, as we're in our homes, God, because accidents can happen in our homes as well. Thank you for the covering. Thank you, Jesus, for making it, for allowing it to work in our lives. And we bless you right now, God. And we honor you right now. And we say thanks. Name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you again for joining in. And may your days continue to be strengthened, and may your life continue to have good, great meaning. And may God continue to surround you with his blessing, and may his peace and joy pass it all understanding. Have a great day and a great week until we meet again. So know that I love you. Jesus loved you more. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry? 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077 Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamo.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.